Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. And I'm glad to be introducing you to a new friend, Diane McLean Smith. Dr. Diane McLean Smith is with us, ladies and gentlemen. She is a partner at the Monitor Group, which is a global management consulting firm. And she also is a founding partner of Action Design, which specializes in organizational learning and professional development, heavy on the leadership and team building aspect. She's also her first book, it was called Action Science, which she co-authored, and her new book, which she is the author of, Divide or Conquer, How Great Teams Turn Conflict into Strength. Diane McLean Smith, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. I was telling the audience before you got here that conflict is not a bad thing, because conflict if you've got a functioning group, which is to say not dysfunctional, conflict means that you've got different people trying to seek excellence based on their own thinking.
Absolutely. And a lot of people, I think, get nervous about conflict because they don't know how to use it constructively. But it really is the basis of all really good creative thinking. And you certainly don't want a group where there's groupthink, because, like lemmings, you just collectively go off the cliff.
Right. Like the Borg in Star Trek The Next Generation, huh?
Absolutely. But, yeah.
No, that's exactly right. In fact, you know, it's maybe conflict is a harsh word to use, is it? And when we're thinking about functional organizations where each individual has their own strong opinions and they're trying to, you know, they're trying to make sure that that they're heard and that their ideas are come across, is conflict the right word to use?
It's a great question, because unlike many words, conflict really covers the spectrum from two people disagreeing. We use it often to talk about that. They're in a conflict mm-hmm. over what they ought to do, all the way up to war. So it's a word that has a lot of meaning, and many people, because of that, I think, do tend to think of it as a more destructive force than a constructive force. But the reality is that people who are on a team, if they're thinking, and most of them are thinking people, they're going to have different points of view about what the best course mm-hmm. of action is. That's inevitable. Mm-hmm. It's just never going to go away. Where people get into trouble is that when they find it difficult to resolve their substantive differences, then they start to ask themselves the question, why are we having so much trouble reaching agreement?
Right.
And they very quickly go to the other guys being a stick in the mud.
Right, right.
And that's when it turns mm-hmm. problematic. And
well,
that's a very common thing.
Disagreement sounds like we're mad at each other. And conflict is so much handier than a divergence of opinion, you know. It's just one simple word. So I think conflict maybe is a good word to use, and maybe we could, maybe your book is single-handedly going to make conflict a productive word.
Yes, and I think the fact that we think of conflict as a bad thing, oftentimes, is what makes it harder to handle, because mm-hmm. as soon as it arises, we get a little bit anxious, and we go, uh-oh, you know, we're having a conflict.
How do we turn conflict into strength?
Well, I think that's a really important question, and the reason I wrote the book is because I really wanted to give people the tools that would allow them to do it. And I think the key really lies in how you understand your disagreements with other people, and then also some of the relationship troubles that you can get into when you're disagreeing. And mm-hmm. I've noticed that people tend to take very different perspectives to conflict, and depending on the perspective they take, they either turn it into something terrible or turn it into something good. And so I try to identify the two different perspectives and give people the tools to shift perspective at the heat of the moment.
Well, I know this is going to shock my audience, but I'm a pretty opinionated person. And it doesn't take me long to develop an opinion, because I like to think about ideas, and I won't say I like to argue, but I do like to discuss how your ideas and compared to my ideas. And I think you have to be intellectually honest if you're going to do that successfully. But there have been people who I consider to be my better when it came to these things, and I remember that here's what they would say to me, and I've tried to learn from them. Whenever I would take issue with something they said, they would say this to me, this very simple statement: "Tell me more."
Yes, exactly.
And that completely diffused. If I had any kind of an attitude, if I thought I was going to be, if this was going to be a fight or whatever, you know, that told me that they were interested in what I had to say, and it really brought the conversation to a more productive level.
Yeah, what you're talking about right now is absolutely critical, because having an opinion is great. The question is, can you let other people have an opinion too? And what those people did when they said, tell me more, is they said, you know, I have an opinion, but I'm interested in Jim's opinion, so I'm going to ask him to tell me more. That immediately turns around the dynamic, because when people really have trouble, they get into a dysfunctional disagreement, all they're concerned about is getting the other person to listen to them, and they push, push, push. And when they push, 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 the other person does the counter push, push, push. And what those people did who said, tell me more, is they completely put a monkey wrench in that dynamic.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And that's very smart.
But what you have to do, folks, and I've had to learn this myself, is you have to learn how to say that same question back to people.
Absolutely.
Tell me more. You have to give and you have to take.
Yeah. It's tell me more, you know, how come you think that? What are you concerned about? What's going on?
Right.
All the things that will get the person to really tell you what they're thinking, what lies in their heart.
And then at the appropriate time, when it seems appropriate, after they've made their points, is then you say, well, you know, this is kind of the way I think about that. And because otherwise, if you don't do that, then we both launched into this maybe what becomes an argument, because I preconceived and you preconceived we've each preconceived what the other one is going to say, and maybe in the process of tell me more, we gain more clarity.
I think, again, you're onto a really good point. One of the things I talk about in the book is that, in addition to saying things like tell me more, what's going on, and the person then answers, one of the things I advise people to do is, before making your own point, is to summarize theirs and to try to do a better job of articulating their point of view than even they could.
Yeah.
Because
then
you earn the right to talk about how you see things.
In selling, we call that paraphrasing and repeating.
Paraphrasing
and repeating. Stand by, a quick break. When we come back, we'll get Diane to talk to us about people who have opinions, they just won't say them. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, the late, great Marvin Gaye. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Both of those sites, we built them for you to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. There's no barrier to entry. Either one of them, if you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us and use our stuff. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Dr. Diane McLean-Smith is our guest. She's the author of Divide or Conquer: How Great Teams Turn Conflict into Strength. Diane, tell us give us your website. Tell us how we can contact you and find your book.
Sure. It's www.diana, D-I-A-N-A, McLean, M-C-L-A-I-N, Smith, S-M-I-T-H, .com.
Diane McLean-Smith.
Diana McLean-Smith,
Yeah, there you go. And they can find out more about your book there and all the other things. And is your book available? I'm sure it's available wherever books are sold.
Well, the book is available wherever books are sold, but it's also available on my site. You can go right to Amazon or other places. But it's got also a quiz. It's got podcasts. It's got a number of things on there that people might find useful.
Outstanding. So check that out, folks. DianaMcLeanSmith.com. Okay. Diana, do something for us. Talk to us about how to run a team meeting where these conflicts, these opinions are coming out, but also where we've got one person, and there's always one, at least. This person's probably got the highest IQ in the company. This person's probably got the best ideas of anybody in the company. They say almost nothing, but when they do say something, it's like E.F. Hutton is speaking. Remember the old commercials?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great analogy.
But they don't like conflict. They hate conflict. They can't stand it. They don't even like being in the room with it. And the last thing they're going to do, even if they've got a better idea, even if they can put the other two ideas to shame, where those things become null, void, and obsolete with their simple idea, they won't voice their idea because it's in a conflict environment, and they just can't be part of that. Talk, weave all that together. You're the genius at this.
Yeah, well, being a genius at this is is a humbling experience, let me tell you. Anybody on a team can take leadership on this issue that you're bringing up, and it's an important one. And let me just put it in a larger context briefly, Jim, because I think it might be useful to your listeners. There are two ways in which a team can really get into trouble when they're dealing with a controversial issue. One is that when the disagreement emerges, and that doesn't necessarily have to be a bad disagreement or emotional or whatever, but when a disagreement emerges, there are usually several people who will wade in and start going at it and other people who are less active. It might be one person, but it's oftentimes more than one. And then two things happen. One is that the people who are going at it tend to get more and more abstract and superficial. So they'll say, it has to be this way. If we don't do this, mm-hmm. we're going to lose the company.
That's when the egos get involved.
Egos, or they're concerned about something,
yeah.
or they're anxious, or they really are convinced because they have so much data from their part of the organization.
Or there's some threat to them.
There's some threat, but it's oftentimes they just see things differently because they have access to different mm-hmm. information. And they're just really confident in their information, and they don't understand that other people may have other information that might modify their view.
Mm-hmm.
So that affects that. That's the depth of the conversation. The depth of the conversation gets jeopardized. It becomes superficial. But the other thing is what you're getting at, which is the breadth of the conversation. Are we really bringing to bear on this issue the range of views in the group that, if we were to bring to bear, it might actually help us to see the issue in a new light? So depth and breadth, those are the two issues. Here's what I do. When it's a depth issue, when people are just being superficial, I'll say, well, what's the thinking behind your view? Or what are the data you guys have? Or what are you two concerned about? And I always make sure that I say, what are you two concerned about? So it doesn't just focus on one person because it can seem like you're taking sides.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to breadth, I'll constantly say, hold on a second, guys. You've been going back and forth a lot here. Let's check and see how others feel about this, or what other people think, or other data other people might have. And then I'll say, and what about others? What about others? What about others? What about and really make sure we get the range of views on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually do the range of views, the breadth, before I do the depth, because you really want to map the territory and really get all the available data, the best thinking,
mm-hmm.
and everybody's concerns on the table before you dig in.
What you've done here, Diana, is you put meetings into three dimensions.
Yeah, I'm trying to help people think about the geometry of a
depth,
team.
Exactly. I think this is very good, because that way, if you can help them understand that, and I know that's what you talk about in your book, Divide or Conquer.
Yeah.
If you can do that, ladies and gentlemen, when a meeting, yeah, have you ever left a meeting and you said, "Wow, I wonder when that thing ran off the rails"? You know,
absolutely.
And if you see that something is getting too deep, and not in a breath, or vice versa, yeah, one or the other, then if you can look at it with your 3D glasses, that Diane is talking about, that then you can say, okay, let's stop that right here. But there's one other thing, you know, Diane, I've actually been in meetings where I knew somebody, this introverted person, I knew they had a genius idea that was about to come out. If I could just get, or it could come out, if I could get them to come out, get them to say it. And I've actually said, John, what do you think about this?
Yeah, you can definitely do that.
But they even then, they won't always come out with it. How do you get it out of them?
Well, I mean, if you repeatedly create opportunities for someone like John to say something and he doesn't, then you're talking about a more difficult issue. And that, I think, is John's going to need some coaching on getting over whatever anxiety he has that's preventing him from jumping in.
I think you're right.
And he's going to need some incentive.
DianaMcLeanSmith.com is the website. The book is called Divide or Conquer. Diana, will you come back another day?
I sure will. It was a lot of fun, Jim.
Thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.